Mark and Vinny's is a spaghetti and spritz restaurant in the popular suburb of Surry Hills in Sydney. They opened 2 years ago and were just finding their feet when 2020 happened. Here we chat with Vince, the co-owner of Mark and Vinny's, about their vegan egg, hard work to realise your dreams, and how Square helped them get through 2020. Vince, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much, Kate. I really appreciate being on.
You opened up in April 2019. You and your business partner, Mark, have a passion for good food and you're innovative. Those listening in Melbourne might know you as the guys behind Vegan Cafe Matcha Milk Bar that features a blue algae latte. In Sydney, it's your vegan egg. Talk us through that.
I was really introduced to vegan food when I was living in Los Angeles because there was a ton of restaurants there. But one of the things I missed was having eggs on toast.
Oh, yeah. Nothing better.
And I just thought I'd love to give vegans the experience of having egg on toast.
Sunday morning, egg on toast. Can't go past it.
Yeah. And so literally that's how it started.
You now use it in your carbonara at Mark and Vinny's. But what is it?
So, look, basically it's the main ingredient is sweet potato, but it has a bunch of other things in there like plant protein and nutritional yeast without getting into too much of the science. We use something called sodium alginate, which reacts with calcium that's in the yolk and it just forms a membrane. And what you end up with is this liquid that's contained in this skin that you can crack and then it emulates, what an egg does.
Sounds like you're a very creative team, Vince. How do you go with the practical sides of running a business, the accounting, the website, all that stuff that isn't sort of the fun stuff?
For me, the whole point of getting into restaurants was the creative aspect of it because that's kind of been, paramount in everything that I've ever done in my career, my whole life. But having said that, that can't happen unless you've got stable foundations of admin.
We'll talk about your other careers shortly, Vince, but I know Square's certainly helped with your admin.
Look, Square's been integral in our business from day one. It's really an incredible platform in that it's so flexible. And I think once upon a time, traditionally point of sales systems were kind of specifically designed by all these software companies and they kind of looked a little bit antiquated and really labored and, not very adaptive to what, a business needed to do. Where Square's philosophy seems to be, okay, here are the fundamental building blocks of what a point of sale system needs to be. And then they've added all these other really useful features so that it allows any business, whether you're a restaurant, a hairdresser, a locksmith, it doesn't matter. You're able to tailor all of these features to, serve your business best.
Yeah, and to that ease, you were able to use Square to get up and running with online ordering also, a full menu, etc., within a matter of days. And as you mentioned, of course, you use them for point of sale. Vince, before we finish up, as I've alluded to, there's more to your story. You started off as an electrical engineer. You quit that to follow your passion into music. You ended up writing music with Delta Goodrum, something you still do to this day. Now restaurants, you seem to be a bit of a make your dreams happen kind of guy.
Yeah, look, again, I don't discount how hard I've worked, but, there's always a big, there's a large degree of luck. I guess I believe in that idea that, you need to be prepared for when those opportunities come. So sometimes they happen, sometimes they don't. I was fortunate enough that it did. And when it did, I worked really hard to hopefully make it happen and thankfully, again, I was very blessed and very lucky that it did happen for me.
It's pretty obvious, Vince, that you're not afraid of hard work. You've just opened up another restaurant in the main street of Byron Bay.
Yes. Look, I have to give credit for this one definitely to Mark. Poor Mark was in lockdown in Victoria and the poor guy was going a bit crazy like everybody was down there. And then an agent called him from Byron Bay because he'd been looking for a while and said, oh, look, this business has become available. Are you guys interested? And he jumped at it, real trooper. And look, Mark is such a creative genius. That project would never have happened without him.
So you're in Melbourne, you're in Sydney, you're in Byron. What's the restaurant in Byron called?
It's called MVP Byron Bay, which is just short for Mark and Vinny's Place.
There you go. Anyone listening from downtown Byron Bay, head on down.
Yeah, come in for some pasta and gin.
Pasta and gin, yeah. There you go. Sold.
Hey, you'll always have a table.
Vince, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Great to chat.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
This interview is brought to you by our podcast partner, Square. For more info about Square, head to square.com.